Armadoxy for today, St. Mary and the Grape Connection. My grandmother was one of four sisters. She was the oldest. Her name was Marie. Her sisters' names were Lusaper, meaning the light bearer, Serfui, the holy one, and Didui, the lady, as in the feminine of the Lord. All four sisters had names which were derivatives or descriptors of St. Mary. No other saint is revered as much as St. Mary by the Armenians, and the fact that in one family, four daughters are named after the Blessed Mother is a testament to the respect and devotion she has had among the people. St. Mary is referred to as the Astrazin, which means the bearer of God, referring to her unique position of giving birth to Jesus, the Son of God. While the traditional churches celebrate the Assumption of St. Mary, only the Armenian Church has the unique tradition of the blessing of grapes on that day. My grandmother would recall how the first fruits of the harvest, the best fruits, were taken to the church on that day for a special blessing. The offering of the fruits was a gesture of thanksgiving, thanking God for the blessings He has bestowed upon the people, the temperance of weather, the fertility of the soil, and the abundance of sunshine, which yields the grapes. In fact, she would add that her townspeople would not eat the fruit of the vine until they were blessed on that day. One of the reasons given for the connection between St. Mary and the grape is that grapes can be propagated without seed, alluding to the virgin birth. But the best reason comes from Christ Himself, who sets up an analogy. "I am the true vine," He says, "and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Abide in me, and I in you." As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. The life of a Christian is completely dependent on an unfaltering connection to Christ Himself. Jesus presents the picture of the vine, the branches, and the fruit, and the operative is God the Father, who prunes the branches. Just as the soil, weather, and sunlight are necessary for delicious and juicy grapes, so too our connection to Jesus, the vine, is necessary for our lives to be flavorful and beautiful. The grape blessing service is a call to productivity. God gives us a world, and we are the stewards of that world, of our life. Armadoxy attests that Christianity is not an escape from this world to another, but a realization that in this world, us, are the agents to make God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. From the great blessing prayer that is offered on the Feast of Assumption, we pray. Bless, O Lord, the grapes. May we enjoy that which you have created in this world, and grant that we may be worthy to eat and drink with you from the bounty of your most fruitful vine at the table of your Father's kingdom, according to the just promise which you made, to the honor and the glory of your coexisting Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it doesn't end here.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.